Country Bob FM.
Order's up. We got a couple cheeseburgers, fries. Come and get it. It's 8:48. It's the Bob Almanac here today, Monday. May the 4th be with you. You're going to hear that a lot here today.
This is good news here.
What is it?
Maple Grove DMV office has been open as a drive-thru. I know they have a drive-thru.
So can you get tabs? Are you doing tabs?
I bet you can.
Okay, all right, give it a try.
I'm going to try there today.
All right. And thanks for bringing up the tab thing, because it took care of about three segments on the show. I didn't have to come up with anything else to say. I love that. Thank you so much. The least effort I can put into it, because of the amount of effort I put into the almanac, I'm drained.
Right.
By the time I get to 8 a.m., I'm drained. I'm spent. So thank you. Monday, May 4th, 125th day of the year. We have 242 left to go. This was the day. You know why New York was originally New Amsterdam?
Why?
Because the Dutch originally settled there first. In fact, the Dutch explorer Peter Minuit landed on Manhattan Island on this date. It was 1626, well before the Brits ever were there and claimed it. Native Americans later sold the island, which was about 20,000 acres. And, of course, we know now Long Island, Manhattan Island area, they're getting a Division I hockey team.
Right.
The Long Island Iced Teas.
Yeah, that's
$24 in cloth and buttons is what Manhattan Island.
Bobbles, bangles, and beads. Yeah.
Why not? Buttons and bows. That was 1626. 1932 in the news.
Talk about excitement at the county jail. It's finally come to pass, and here's the proof. Mr. Alphonse Capone, alias Mr. Al Brown, alias the Big Shot, has met the enemy, and he is there, on his way to the Dearborn Street station with an escort to do credit to a sultan.
Al Capone jailed in a federal penitentiary in Atlanta for tax evasion. Neil, we got him, and we throw him in the pen.
Yep.
And he would get sick, leave the pen. He actually died at home. He had, as you remember, syphilis.
Yep.
And did you know that he was the first one of the first patients and people ever get penicillin? There's some
trivia
for you.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He was battling that disease. So that was this date, 1932, 64. Blues formed on this date, Birmingham, England. They had a nice 2 to 3 decade career of making hits.
Yes, they did.
They were formed in England on this date, and this was their first hit later on in 64. It's called Go Now. We've only just begun. Yeah.
I don't know. I got Knights in White Satin in my mind.
We've already said goodbye.
Oh, yes.
Good. So long. That's it. I'm showing my lack of knowledge of that song. That's close enough, though. 64, 1970. This was also in the news.
Four persons, including two women, were shot and killed on Kent State University's campus today during renewed demonstrations involving hundreds of students. The university was ordered closed as disorders continued for more than 2 hours.
As Crosby, Nash, Stills, and maybe Young said, four dead in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
On this date, Kent State University students shot and killed.
Very sad. Nine others
wounded. Anti-Vietnam War demonstration. National Guardsmen, they clashed. It was not good on this date. One of the dark days in our country, I think. That it came to that point, 1970. 75, let's remember Mo Howard.
What's the idea? Get upstairs.
Nobody executed the open hand slap any better than Mo Howard.
No.
And he was the smart one, which isn't saying a whole lot.
And he led the league in open hand slap.
With the Three Stooges, the smart one. Mo Howard died on this date in 75. He was 77. This day, 1981, current at the time, Yankee Ron Davis, the big guy with glasses, eventual twin. He struck out 8 consecutive angels in a game and had a record of 13 strikeouts in 14 batters faced. He also picked up a save in that eight game against the Angels.
Went through some tough times with us.
Well, you know, at this time with the Yankees, he wasn't a closer. They still had Deuce Gossage, who was their closer in 81. So we trade, early 82, we trade Roy Smalley for him.
Mm-hmm.
And we get Ron Davis. Everybody thought Ron Davis was the big get in that trade. Of course, it wasn't. It was Greg Gagne.
Gags.
We got Gagne in that Ron Davis, Roy Smalley deal, and of course that turned out to be pretty good. And then we got Roy Smalley back anyway.
Right.
And Ron, big guy with glasses, RD. Yeah. He blew some saves that were kind of critical in 84 and 85, especially for this club. So that was in 81. Oh, more Twins from 84.
And a major league pop-up in the infield. Viola says, where is it? Now Jimenez is there, and let's see, anybody see that ball? It stayed up in the air. I don't believe it.
That's right, Dave Kingman, Kong, fly ball, little pop fly, infield fly. Everybody's looking for it. Got stuck in the roof.
Well, those little holes. Yeah.
They would eventually retrieve it out of there. And then I think, didn't they do something with Mickey Hatcher where they dropped it and he caught it, so they said it wasn't out?
Right.
Ended up being a ground rule double in the game. And then, of course, Mickey being Mickey.
Yes.
Mickey Hatcher being Mickey.
The clown
so that
prince.
That was 84. That's the only time that a ball got lost in the Metrodome, one of the
what
events.
Went up did not come down.
It certainly didn't. 87.
Great curves deserve the 18-hour bra. From Playtex, the fit that makes the fashion.
First time, 1987, that live models were used for the first time in a Playtex bra ad.
Oh, yes.
Before, it was the headless torso-only mannequin, which, of course, is very lifelike, I'm sure.
Sure.
Who actually looks like that?
Not very many.
And has that form. Not many. So that was 1987. 1998, Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, sentenced to four life sentences. And then just for a little extra, they tacked another 30 years on for Ted, the Unabomber.
That's a long time.
He is now serving time and, of course, wearing hoodies. I think you can wear hoodies in prison. I don't know. Maybe they forced him to cut the hoodies off. And then in 2006.
I think that he probably should have gotten the death penalty. But then again, sometimes when you're in jail for the rest of your life, then that could be worse. So
six life sentences for Zacharias Moussaoui. Do you remember him?
Oh, yes.
He was one of the conspirators for the 9/11 bombing.
Yep.
He was caught here in Minnesota because he was at Northwest Airlines at their simulator learning how to land or fly a plane without learning to take off or land. And some smart people there decided there's something screwy here.
Something fishy.
So he ended up serving time. He sat in the Sherburne County Jail for a while.
Yes.
Right off of Highway 10. And then he went to trial and was given six life sentences on this day as a conspirator for the September 11th attacks this date in 2006. Let's remember Captain Chaos here today.
I am Captain Chaos. This is my faithful companion, Kato. Say hello, Kato. Been a cop long?
Dom DeLuise, hilarious man. You know, the funniest people are always the heavy set people. Chris Farley, John Candy, Dom DeLuise, Roseanne. Uh-huh. Once she lost weight, she was no longer funny. Same thing with Drew Carey.
Right.
Drew Carey used to be somewhat rotund and shop in the Husky section. He loses all this weight. He's not that funny anymore.
No.
I'm sorry to say. What did I say? So that's Dom DeLuise passed away on this date in 2009. How about 2010?
With the 2,407th star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Today we honor Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
She was Elaine.
Julia is out there. And
she was Elaine from Seinfeld, and just that alone should have been enough to get her a Hollywood Walk of Fame star, but it took her a while. You know, she's on The Veep show, and she does SNL. You know what? They actually spelled her name incorrectly on the star.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, they had to fix it.
Whoops.
They had to
it
fix
is confusing.
It. Well, they brought the guy in who smashed up Trump's star to poke out and smash up the old one, so they could put the new one in for Julie Louis-Dreyfus. So that was in 2010. Then a year ago, controversy at Churchill Downs.
He did come out at the top of the stretch, nearing the top of the stretch. He impeded the one-horse War of Will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maximum Security moved out of lane before he was clear, forcing the rider of number one, War of Will, to check up a little bit. Now,
You can't set a pick. You can't set a pick in hockey and football. You can't do it. You can't in basketball. And you can't in horse racing, so it was the first ever DQ in Kentucky Derby history. We thought Maximum Security won. Nope, he's out for interference. Kind of like Drew
Pearson.
Drew Pearson should have been called for interference. These guys at the Kentucky Derby last year should have been at the Met 1975.
That would have
helped us. Divisional playoff.
Yeah.
And the eventual winner was the long shot, Country House. Country House won it. Birthdays now.
I want to hold you in my dreams tonight.
Sounds a little bit like Dolly, doesn't it?
It does.
It's not, though. It's Stella Parton, her younger sister, 71 today.
Very nice.
A couple members of the Jackson clan, the mother, the matriarch, Katherine Jackson, is 90, and one of her sons, Jackie Jackson, shares a birthday. When you have as many kids as Kathy and Joe Jackson had, there's a pretty good chance that one of the kids is going to share a birthday with one of each other, or possibly with the parents, or maybe even secondary family like aunts and uncles. So Katherine Jackson is 90, and Jackie Jackson is 69. Motley Crue. Mars on the guitar. '69 country music.
Like stepping off the corner on a busy street, like a pretty girl can knock you off your feet, like a change in the weather or the drop of a hat. Boom! It was over just like that.
Robert Ellis Oral did some singing, some songwriting. Who was he in a duet with, or a duo?
Oral and Wright.
Oral and Wright,
Curtis
exactly.
Wright.
Robert Ellis Oral today, 65. He had maybe one hit, that one there, as a solo. This guy here had a whole lot more.
Right. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone, digging up bones.
The great Randy Travis, great voice. How's he doing health-wise, Neil? Have you seen an update on Randy Travis?
You know, yeah, he's doing better, slowly but surely. But I don't know, I think it's a long shot that he'll, you know, ever be his self. TV theme time,
Let's
Jim.
Go to Walton's Mountain. Aaron Walton.
Were you a big fan of the Waltons?
One of the Walton daughters. You know, I watched it. Little House on the Prairie was number one.
Yeah.
Amongst those, that era. You know, Little House on the Prairie was on NBC. Walton's was, what, CBS?
I think so. I didn't really...
Themes go, though, I think if I had to choose between the Little House theme and the Walton's theme, it would go. I'd go Walton's.
Yeah, maybe.
It's just, I think it's a better theme.
Yeah. I could see that.
No disrespect to the guy that did the Little House on the Prairie theme. Of course, none of the Walton kids are falling, stumbling down the hill like Carrie, which would have been nice to see John Boy fall down a hill every now and then. So, Mary Elizabeth McDonough, Aaron Walton is 59, SNL.
The Delicious Dish on National Public Radio.
Summer's my favorite season.
Same here, because it's hotter than the rest of the year.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, it's neat, isn't it? It's fun.
It's neat.
Yeah, it's neat.
Good times.
Good times. Her and Molly Shannon, little public radio parody there. When Alec Baldwin was on there, it was as funny as ever.
I'll bet.
You remember that one?
Yes.
Okay, Bob FM, Anna Gasteyer, 53 today. He has Schwetti. Now Will Arnett.
Relax, everybody. I'm here. Batman! What's up, babe?
Babe!
What?
Oh, sorry. Batman. This is Emmett. Emmett, this is my boyfriend, Batman.
I'm Batman.
So that's Will Arnett as the Lego Batman. And I would have to say that George Clooney and Val Kilmer are probably kind of embarrassed because a Lego Batman is actually ahead of them as Batman. I mean, Adam West is still up
number
there.
One.
Michael Keaton is up there. Christian Bale is up there. It's going to be a while since we see Robert Pattinson as Batman. Who was the other guy we had who just did it in the Justice League? There's so many of them.
Matt Damon. Yeah.
You got it. Bingo. He wasn't bad.
No.
I think he still might be ahead of Will Arnett. So Will Arnett, funny guy. He hosted the Lego show they did on Fox here this past season. He's 50.
Baby, bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye. I don't want to be a fool for you.
NSYNC. I just realized now that NSYNC of this era with Justin Timberlake, anybody who watches Ozark, he looks like Ruth on Ozark. Anybody who watches Ozark, compare the two pictures. Early Justin Timberlake and Ruth. So Lance Bass of NSYNC, the big 4-1 today. Golf star Rory McIlroy is 31.
Nemo,
the voice of Nemo, Alexander Gould today. I think they found Nemo, didn't they?
I believe they did.
I don't think I saw that movie. And, of course, then they looked for Dory a little bit later on, which was voiced course, by Ellen DeGeneres, Alexander Gould, Nemo, 26.
Gone but not forgotten today. You know, if it's Katherine Jackson's birthday, then it's Olive Osmond's birthday. They share the matriarch of the Osmond clan.
What, did they have 30 kids between them?
Between them, and a lot of talent. Olive Osmond, born on this day in 1925. The great jazz trumpeter Maynard Ferguson. First concert I ever went to was at the Prom Center with Megan Ferguson Band. Born on this day, 1928.
I bet you that cooked.
It did cook, as a matter of fact. Academy Award-winning actress Audrey Hepburn. Remember her?
Oh, darling, please stop you making me blush. But you're right about Jack Fitzsimmons. He's an absolute rat. I guess, of course, I don't really know anybody but rats. Except, of course, Fred here.
And, of course, Fred was George Peppard.
Very.
A pre-Hannibal Smith.
Was George that Peppard. Breakfast at Tiffany's? That's a win. Also in My Fair Lady, Audrey Hepburn. Born on this day, 1929. Surf music pioneer Dick Dale.
He just recently crossed over
right
to the Gone But Not Forgotten. He was on the living list a year ago.
You know, when it came to the beach sound, that guitar riff, he's the man who kind of, really came up with it. Dick Dale, born on this day, 1937. 1942 for Nicholas Ashford.
It was no time to play. We build it up, build it up, build it up, and now it's solid.
Solid what? As a...
Solid as a rock.
A rock. Oh, yeah, I like that.
Makes sense.
He and his wife, Valerie, of course, made up Ashford and Simpson, and he was born on this day, 1942, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
You forgot the actor Paul Gleason.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
He was the assistant principal in Breakfast Club.
Oh, yes, that's
and he
right.
Was, and don't forget, he was Beaks, Trading Places.
Yes.
He was the one who knew all about orange juice futures.
Yes, okay, I know who you're talking about.
And so forth. Then he ended up in the gorilla.
In the gorilla suit.
In the gorilla suit and then in the gorilla cage. And that didn't work out well for him.
The other gorilla was very friendly.
And amorous might be even a word you would use. Amorous would be a word I would use.
Right, yes.
And he was in Die Hard, Neil.
Yes, he was.
He was the guy who was on the horn with McClane and telling McClane he shouldn't be doing what he's doing. He sent in the SWAT.
He was a clown.
And the urban assault vehicle. Didn't turn out well.
No. He made several wrong plays
there.
Yeah,
he did. Uh-huh. He did not do very well at Nakatomi Plaza. So would you like to... I'm making things very hard for you here today on your choice for your Bob-a-thon startup kickoff song. T.G. Shepherd, I Love Them Everyone. Mm. Tracy Byrd, The First Step. Mm. Or... For the first time ever, will you choose against this artist? You are a perfect 93 for 93 on Earl Thomas Conley songs, somewhere between right and wrong.
Well, maybe we should end the streak. It's a good day to end the streak. Let's go Tracy Byrd.
Streaks were made to end.
Yep.
Right?
There.
Thank you.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.